time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? We are on MSOWSports.com every week. In the summer, everything, we don't slow down, never shut down. The whole year, we're open 24-7. That's true. If you do have a tip or anything like that in the world of North Shore sports, or yeah, North Shore, Merrimack Valley Sports, hey, if you got a tip for North Shore, heck, give me that too. We have another show. NicastroD at Yahoo.com. N-I-C-A-S-T-R-O-D at Yahoo.com. But I'm sure people aren't going to listen to find my contacts. They're going to find me. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Track me down. A few headlines here. Looking at the Eagle Tribune, Pinkerton's Jackson Marshall. This kid was amazing. I think he was a state titleist in basketball and baseball. Great pitcher. Matter of fact, next week, next show, 4th of July-ish time, we're probably not going to roll out on the 4th of July, probably the 5th, or maybe even the following Monday, we're going to talk to Tom King of the National Telegraph. He's going to give us the entire breakdown. He had a lot of local action for the spring in state title runs, and he had a couple of teams that he covers win state titles, so we're going to talk to him next week all about it. But Jackson Marshall, a little quick preview there, Pinkerton, Player of the Year for the Eagle Tribune in baseball. Eagle Tribune also has a nice profile on Jake Dalton from Andover, a thrower at Ole Miss track. How cool is that? You know, best level of college and doing his thing at for Andover, making them proud. Pretty cool. So we are actually not going to waste any more time because we have a great show, and that's driven by the guests we get. It's always the best part of the guest, best part of the show, clearly. Not me, but it's going to be our female Moynihan Lumber student athlete of the year. And she's from Andover and she's amazing. And you'll find out why after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, and we are catching up with the female winner of the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year for the Merrimack Valley. It is going to be Andover's Michaela Buckley. Michaela, congrats, and what's going on?
Thank you. Nothing much right now. How are you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, we're here in June, and
Your senior year is done. Your high school career is done. Everything's done. And it's UConn bound. So let's start here. What's going on at UConn? You know, what are you going to major in? And what was the big attraction to that amazing school?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I played basketball all throughout my high school career and before that. So I can't lie. The basketball was a huge draw for me at UConn. But I'm also in the honors program. I'm majoring in political science, possibly a double major in Spanish, too. And I hope to become a lawyer one day. So I'm really excited for that.
Sweet. So is there any family inspiration for that? Any other political or lawyers in the family? Or is it just totally a Michaela Buckley path?
We have a couple family friends that are lawyers, but my parents aren't lawyers. I've always been really interested in politics and my parents have always supported that interest. So I think that's definitely where it stems from.
You following any current cases in Massachusetts or any TV shows that are like law oriented?
Yeah, I mean, I love Suits. I love a bunch of the, I love all the TV shows. I watch all of them. I just watched a movie with Robert Downey Jr. in it. I think, I don't remember what it's called. Maybe like The Judge or something.
I think so. Yes. It appeared on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
I watched like I have problems with movies because I watch like five seconds and I fall asleep. But
yeah, I don't
it's usually at night when everything's done. But I started to watch that. I got like a half an hour in. I loved it. I loved the
It's really good. The ending's really good too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm definitely going to finish that up. It's like a 2014 movie, but Netflix makes everything seem like new.
Yeah. My favorite movie, Wonder, just got put on too. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
with Suits though, did that, were you a pre-Netflix Suits person or did you fall in love with it because of Netflix?
Definitely because of Netflix. I did not really know it existed. I knew like Meghan Markle was on it, but that was kind of it.
Yeah. So. My wife is so upset, continues to remain upset with folks who, like you, who watch and me. Well, she got me into it before Netflix, but totally I dove deep into Suits because of Netflix. She's like, you people, I knew this show was great before Netflix, you know. But so in the interest of those characters, what kind of lawyer do you think you'd end up being? Are you going to be like a Mike or a Harvey or a Lewis?
Yeah, honestly, I don't really see myself going to corporate law that much. I think I want to do human rights litigation. Okay. So maybe not so much of them as like Brian Stevenson, who's like, he wrote Just Mercy. I definitely look up to him. But I mean, Harvey's a powerhouse, so I wouldn't mind having some of that.
Yeah, he fixes everything. And so that's cool. Yeah, you got to have a little bit of all of them in you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Just remembering the facts and the law and the brain and all that. What a great show. But so, all right. Buckley Esquire is in the future. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But the current day is summer's here pretty much. And then you're just, how do you keep yourself busy? I know sports isn't in the cards. You're not going to try out for Geno's team?
No, definitely not. I might be doing club or intramural, but probably not freshman year. Yeah. And I mean, throughout the summer, David Fazio?
Yeah, coach of the boys team.
Yeah, he runs a camp called Hoop Town, so I work at that all summer. So I'm really excited for that.
Oh, that's nice! So you get to do what you love of basketball.
Yeah.
Have you done
that? Kids are awesome too. Yeah, this is my third year doing it. It's literally the best summer job ever.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to be with the kids and, you know, teach them and just impart your wisdom. So, and then keep with basketball for a little while for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Put a few bucks in your pocket for college.
At the end of the That's day. Always nice too.
Right. So yeah, reflecting back, I know senior year was disappointing for you personally because you got hurt, you know, and basketball. How far into the season was it when you went down?
Yeah, we were playing Billerica. I think it was like our second to last regular season game, somewhere around there. Yeah. So I did fortunately get most of the season, but obviously I had to miss playoffs. So that was pretty devastating.
Yeah. Yeah. And it must have been a different adjustment for the girls too, going from undefeated state champions. Well, you guys didn't lose a game your junior year, did you?
No.
All the way to the state title and then having to go in and just being one of the competitive teams in the tournament and not the team, right? You know?
Yeah, it was definitely a change. I think our coaches and our like senior leaders definitely helped to progress us, but it was definitely very different. I also was very fortunate to play with a group of really great seniors my junior year. So they definitely taught me a lot, especially about leadership and just how to be able to like, be a captain and support my teammates. But they were super talented. So it was definitely an adjustment.
Yeah, totally. And what was it like, you know, working with that coach and staff, you know, Coach Alan Habino, math teacher in the school, right? Did you have him as a teacher at high school as well?
I didn't. I had his wife, though.
Okay. They both.
Yeah.
School. Okay. But what was that like, you know, the philosophy, the style of coach and his staff?
Yeah. I mean, I'm blessed to have been part of that program. We kind of always say like once a Lady Warrior, always a Lady Warrior. It's definitely, it's demanded excellence of you every day, which I very much appreciate. He likes to say when you're in the program, it's tough love. And once you graduate from it, it's nothing but love. So yeah. So I loved it. He's an amazing coach. I mean, I've never felt more prepared than when I played on his team because we had scouting reports that were incredibly detailed. We watched hours of film every week. We just did everything imaginable to prepare. So it definitely taught me a lot about time management and just like how to fully prepare yourself for any endeavor. And then the assistant coaches, I love them. Like I was so close with them. Carrie Cashman, who's our assistant AD, also was my advisor for Warrior Way, which was a program I was a part of. So I saw her like every day. And then Connor Arnold and Carrie O'Day and everyone in that staff is just amazing.
Yeah, awesome. And then going rewinding a little bit, soccer, you know, that was a pretty successful career and season for you, all MVC last fall. Team-wise, where did you guys end up finishing in the tournament?
Yeah, we made it to the first round, but we got knocked out this year, unfortunately, in the first round. But yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah. I mean, I can't keep track because like there's so many great Andover girls teams. The field hockey team really gets the spotlight in the fall, right?
Yeah, they're the dynasty for sure. And they deserve it.
Yeah. And they were going for what, 3 in a row this year, I think. And they lost.
Yeah.
Was it Woburn?
I think Walpole, who they had beaten previously.
Right.
So
yeah. Walpole, you're right. Like they beat them 1-0 one year, they beat them. So it's great rivalry there. And then you got, of course, football, who does really well, but then runs into like St. John's Preps of the world, and that gets challenging.
Our swim team's really good too.
Volleyball, it's just like it never ends. Andover's like,
I know.
It's almost like close to like a private school. It's so good. I feel like, you know.
Yeah. We had 3 state championships on the girls' side my junior year. It was crazy.
Yeah, Andover's success goes back to like when I was in high school, and I was at Gloucester High School, and we ended up playing Andover in like Legion baseball, and like I was so scared of them. They're always so good. I went to a game once, right? I was going to pitch, and there was a game before us going on when we arrived in Andover. I'm like, oh, this must be like a men's league or something. It was a team we were playing, the Andover.
That's like, so funny.
You gotta play these guys? Jeez, beards and everything. But that's always been impressive. Like Andover across the board, boys, girls, sports has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, we're really lucky. We have great athletic directors and our town really supports us. So
yeah. Who was the biggest MVC rival, would you say, in basketball for you in your career?
Definitely Central.
Okay.
Definitely Central. Yeah. I mean, I always loved playing North Andover because I grew up playing a bunch of those girls. Yeah. I think you actually interviewed Maria the other day.
Yeah,
I've played with her since like second grade. She's the best. But yeah, so it's really cool to get to play North Andover, but Central is for sure the rivalry.
Okay. Yeah, Maria, she's a fellow Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Yeah, cool. And then just tell me about that event too, you know, the Moynihan Lumber event, getting to hang out with, you know, some of the great minds and who's who of Merrimack Valley sports. What was that like?
Yeah, it was great. It was super nice to just be able to get in front of everyone and thank everyone for the opportunity to be there, obviously, and also just for all the hard work they'd put in. I had some of my coaches and our athletic directors come too. So my family and I got to say thank you. And then, I mean, I got to hear from a bunch of great coaches, and the Perry family was there, which was great. They had given me a scholarship, so I was able to thank them in person for that. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. And you got to hang out with Obi from male winner, heading to Yale.
Probably
a quick conversation, I'm sure, because there was a lot of
It was definitely hectic. I would have liked to talk to him more, but he's super impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Lawrence had a great little run there for basketball. And, mm-hmm. You know, his story's great. We interviewed him last week. So it's back-to-back awesome. Weeks here. guys, or close to it. Might save this for the other week. That's just my thing. Don't worry. all right. So UConn it is. When do you report to the dorms?
I think honors dorms are different. So I think I move in like August 23rd or so, but I think classes start the 26th of August.
Honors dorms. So all the kids are together.
Yeah. It's honestly really great.
I love that. It's like, you know, hey, how you doing? Can I come in? What's your grade point average? Nope. You shut the door.
It's also awesome because they overlook this huge pond in the front of UConn's campus. So yeah, it's in a great spot. I'm excited.
I loved it. I've driven down there for just, I don't know. I think I might have dropped a friend off there or something once. And it's just so impressive
campus,
you know, big it's UConn beautiful. Sign when you come in. And then
like
it's surreal to drive by that stadium, which is right in the middle of the campus.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This big,
there's a dining hall like right next to it.
Yeah. I feel like it was like dome-ish kind of building. Right in the middle of the campus. I'm like, wow, that's where all the Geno and the Magic happen. And then not to mention the men's team now.
Yeah.
They're the talk of the campus.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, you get to go to the games.
I know. I'm so excited.
Home games. The women are great. They were
four.
The men were champs. Is that
Paige like, Beckers is coming back too?
I was gonna say, like, Paige will be there. Oh man, Kayla Buckley,
it's gonna be awesome. I know, definitely made the right choice.
Is there an honors student section in the UConn stadium?
There's not, no, that'd be funny.
Yeah, you're all in like your books, like doing work during the game, but yeah, you get to go to probably like two games a week because the men and women probably rotate. Like, who's home this week? It's the woman. Who's home next week? It's the men. So, super
cool. I'm definitely getting season tickets, for sure.
Yeah. And then football, right? Football, mm-hmm. right on campus, too?
Yeah, it's, like, a little far away. And then the soccer team's really good. I actually got to play against one of their... I think she's going to be a sophomore now. Last year, during soccer season. So, I'm excited to see her play, too.
Oh, what school is she from?
She went to Acton-Boxborough.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know of any Merrimack Valley athletes that are going to UConn and playing?
I don't think so. Yeah. Not that I know of, but maybe there are.
Yeah. UConn baseball even did well this year.
Yeah, they did. And my orientation leader was on the softball team, so it was really cool.
Ah, cool. Well, Kayla, wish you the best of luck. And, you know, congratulations on the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year for Merrimack Valley. It's amazing. And we wish you nothing but the best at UConn.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Good luck. And if you decide to walk on Gino's team, let me know.
I will.
You're doing that interview. Like, go there and just, like, school page and just, like, you know, go out and swat the center and just, like, rip it up. And
Kayla
Buckley, the next Caitlin Clark, before we know it. All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks for the chat and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Michaela Buckley, huh? Best of luck to her in the future, and thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. So good. And by the way, thanks to the Moynihan Lumber folks for constantly, North Shore, Merrimack Valley, bringing out the best athletes in the area, best student athletes. It's so good to have these kids on, give some other kids some inspiration, give some adults some inspiration, my goodness. So we're wrapping up here with a little tour around X, seeing what's going on in Merrimack Valley, who's talking about what. Haverhill Athletics at Go Hillies. What a year for the Hillies, 2023-2024 by the numbers. One team state championship, one regional championship, nine individual state champions, eight MVC team championships, 14 individual MVC champions, four MVC coaches of the year, six MVC players of the year, 105 all-conference selections. Excellent, excellent, excellent job over there. By the Hillies, Hillies country. And pretty good tweet there to put it all into perspective, right? How about at Zach Walensky, North Andover basketball standout? We've had him on the show. I am honored to receive the Scholar Athlete Award from Jack Grinnell Chapter of the National Football Foundation. Thank you to the at NFF Network for a great night and for all that you do for student athletes. Pretty cool. At Fennis Dembo 87, our leader of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, 2-0 in the Central Catholic Summer League after a tip to the wire, dominating win for at NA Knights Hoop. Big nights for at Zachary D23, Zach DeRoches, that is, and Magic at Camden Bethel. Another North Andover kid. All 12 guys with big contributions. Team culture, huge in the first 2 weeks. A lot of weapons on this squad. Stay hungry, Knights. Pretty cool, right? Summer League is keeping those kids busy. For sure. How about one more tweet out of the Merrimack Valley? How about Bill Ricka football at Indian Pride 2024? Session one, summer left. And it's a picture. Lots of kids in that weight room. Great to see. They're looking good. Bill Ricka football. Watch out. If all the other Merrimack Valley teams are as hungry looking as these kids in that weight room in the summer when they could be doing other things, well, it's going to be another great MVC football season. All right, that wraps it up for our show this week. First week of the summer. First show of the summer, and we're excited about it, and we're looking forward to many, many more. Summer season, we don't slow down. We don't slow down at all. Thanks to Moynihan Lumber for having that wonderful athlete on the show today. And we're excited to bring you more things in the hot summer season. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next week.